It's certainly one of the more unique names for a town in the country. Interestingly, no one knows for sure how it got its title. But one thing is sure, the town receives plenty of attention. The story of that place and the famous citizens who hail from there are this edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Wahoo, Nebraska is certainly one of the more unique names for a town in this country. But as Aaron Hauser at the Saunders County Historical Society will tell you, no one knows for sure how it got its name.
There's one that it's named after a bush that translated called Wahoo. Another one is that it's a Native American term for, I think, hilly. Another one is that there was a blacksmith named Wahoo. There are several different versions, and it's kind of been lost to history.
Of course, the town received much notoriety when it became part of one late-night comedian's regular routine.
For a while there, we were the home office of David Letterman. In fact, the home office is still here. If you want to go see it, it's on 5th Street. There still is actually a phone booth around, so yeah, that's where the home office is.
It's still a draw for people to find Wahoo.
There are people who stop in and say, hey, you know, where's... You know, David Letterman used to mention this. The other famous men are also bring people to town as well. We have this movie producer, Daryl Zanuck, and a composer, Howard Hanson, a scientist, David Beadle, and an artist, C.W. Anderson.
In fact, those men have combined to win Oscars, Pulitzer Prizes, and a Nobel Prize, some of which are on display at the museum here. Not bad for a town of about 4,000. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.